Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Em, and with a new year comes a new series, and that's five things. Because can we just get to the point already? I'll still be interviewing some of the most inspiring women out there who are making moves, only we're going to get right to the good stuff. So we're talking the five key takeaways to get you all of the value in a quicker, snappier, more digestible episode. So with that, here's five things with Rebecca Minkoff. Rebecca, hi, and welcome to the Big Move Podcast.
Hi, happy to be here.
Amazing. We are so thrilled to have you on as our very first guest in 2023. So thank you so much for taking the time. And in the spirit of keeping things snappy, we are going to jump right into everything. For those that may not already know who you are, do you mind giving just a brief background?
Sure. So my name is Rebecca Minkoff. I am founder of my namesake brand, Rebecca Minkoff, most known for its accessories, but we do have shoes, clothing, jewelry. I'm probably forgetting a category that we have. And I'm an author, a podcast host, and also the co-founder of the Female Founder Collective.
Amazing. Well, I have to say, I'm just told you like the boring backstory, but I'm in London now and I am coming back to New York in 2023. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Rebecca Minkoff for me resembles like all of my years in college and then my post-college years in New York, going to your sample sale on Fifth Avenue and like fighting girls for your crossbody bags. So like very, very familiar with the brand. So again, just very excited to chat with you more today.
Awesome. Well, I love hearing those memories. And then I'm always like, well, how do I get that girl back? That's my next challenge. How do I get the girl that was fighting at the sample sale to buy again?
Completely. So as a first question, I'd love to ask you, like, what's your big move? Is there like a pivotal turning point in your career, your personal life that you want to sort of share with the audience?
I mean, I guess the recent biggest move is, you know, I mean, there's so many, I don't even know where to start. When I launched the podcast, when I launched the Female Founder Collective in 2018, both were done at a time when I had just come back from maternity leave and we had taken me from having 18 direct reports to one. And I suddenly had this free time on my hands, but I also had an identity crisis because I said to myself, who am I if I didn't pick the zipper and the hardware color and the exact Pantone of that fabric? And so it was a weird time to question my value as a designer if I wasn't involved in every nitty gritty detail. But then what came out of it was, you know, these two beautiful things where I get to interview women like you or other luminaries and also support so many founders. So it definitely took a minute for me to feel okay with all that, but now it was a great gift.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have to ask you, like, what's your biggest life hack? You are, as you said, you're a founder, you're a fashion designer, you're a podcaster, mom of three with one on the way. Like, what is your like life hack or something in your day to day that enables you to do all of these crazy things at the same time?
I know it sounds nerdy, but I have color coded to-do lists that never seem to end, but for each category of my life, personal, professional, and I'm constantly sort of what's immediate this week, what's in a month, what's 6 months. And I've sort of segmented it so that I'm constantly having an eye on the future and what needs to happen, but then everything that needs to happen now. And I feel like I'm a good delegator and I have an amazing team. Like, this all seems impossible if you do it alone, and it would be. But between my nanny, my babysitter, my husband, you know, my team at the office, like it all can work.
Absolutely. I tend to try to do that in my own kind of day-to-day, my work life, my personal. So do you feel like it's all about prioritization? So literally those like top tasks that like absolutely need to get done and the rest can kind of like fall to the next day? Or how do you sort of frame that in your mind?
Yeah, I definitely have my priority lists, and I definitely have found myself, you know, in the beginning when you're building, you're saying yes to everything, and you have to say yes to everything. And I think hopefully the benefit of being 18 years into owning your own company is you can really prioritize and say no to things, but also you know, really realize what is going to move the needle. You know, like if I'm going to spend a night out away from my kids, I better come back with something. You know, I better come back with some fish. It's not just that I had a good time. And so I'm constantly like, all right, if I do this, how is it going to benefit? And I have to think that way because if I'm going to be away from my precious loves, like it better grow my business, grow me personally in a way that that's worth it, frankly, or not sleeping, whatever is the priority at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. I like that too. Like the phrase of like moving the needle in 2023. Maybe that's one of our mantras. Hey.
Love it.
So do you have a top holistic health or wellness tip or something that you do from a mental health standpoint? This is something I feel like we've been talking about so much more in the last year or two, and it's only going to be talked about more. Is there something from that standpoint that you would want to offer to female listeners?
I have a lot. So the first is I take a healthy dose of vitamins and supplements. And I find that as a busy person, we're not getting nutrition, sadly, from our food. And so how do you add to that? I think gut health is extremely important. You know, when you see all these people that are depressed or anxious, 90% of those issues could be solved. And I'm not a doctor as I say this, by handling your gut. Because 90% of the serotonin your body makes is there, not here in your brain. And so I take supplements specific to that, this probiotic called Orthobiotic, this mineral drink called Ion Biome. And I think that really helps. And then on the mental health side, I don't think we do enough disconnecting from our phones and taking walks. And especially when I'm stuck creatively, I'll like just leave my phone and go for a walk, look at the beautiful skyline of New York and notice things and just get out of my head, you know, or do something completely opposite that gets me out of this spiral. And so I feel like we need to just take more time to do that. And it shouldn't be seen as a luxury. It should be seen as a necessity, because then you come back and you're refueled. And those mm-hmm. are just two small things that I do, but I think they're important. And I exercise daily, because I just feel better after a good sweat.
Yeah, absolutely. The phone one is so simple. And I feel like, unfortunately, it feels like it needs to be this like conscious effort, like put your phone down, step outside, go for a walk. I complain to my husband all the time. I'm like, when we have 5 extra minutes when we're not tending to the kids, like we go to our phones and like, how do we rewire our brain to like, instead go to each other and actually have a conversation. I mean, you have 3 with 1 on the way over here. So you're like probably way more, you know, busy in that sense on the personal side at home. Like, how do we do this? We just have to make that like effort every day, right?
I mean, to be honest, it's hard. The other night we took, you know, the movie away from our kids and we ended up having a great night playing charades, but I was like, I can't do this every night. Like sometimes I need for them to have the TV more than they need it. Or, you know, last night I read to my kid for 2 hours because I'm trying to wean them off like the nightly movie mm-hmm. drip. Mm-hmm. And I was exhausted after like 3 hours of one-on-one playing. And I was like, Mom, I'm visiting my parents. I was like, I need him to watch TV for me because I'm tired. So I think it's hard, right? As a parent at the end of a workday, you also want to zone out. So mm-hmm. I wish I had the answer, but I'm just forcing myself to do those things because I feel like I have to.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like there's a balance, right? Of like, okay, giving them a little bit of screen time is okay if we can like take a little time out as a mom.
Yes.
So I'd love to know, like, what lights a fire in you? Why do you do what you do? Like, I like to say, what keeps you moving?
I can't think of anything else I'd rather do. And I'm having a lot of fun, especially in this new phase of my company. We were acquired in February. And so the last 17 years of always being on the edge, you know, that level of stress is gone in terms of, can we make payroll? What happens if we don't ship? You know, are the goods going to get here? Like now we have this huge company behind us that has muscle. And so I'm enjoying just being able to do what I do without worrying about the holes in the boat. So it's been really fun. And every time, like, people are like, well, how long is your contract? How long are you going to stay? And I'm like, it's for 5 years, but what else am I going to go do? The company has my name on it. You know, I kind of want to make sure that it does well.
Absolutely. And I guess as a follow-up question, like, you've had so much success, like you said, like, you've been doing this for 17 years, like, as someone sitting in that seat, you know, your company was just acquired, like, are you constantly thinking of what's next? Or are you feeling you're like at the point where you can finally kind of like catch your breath a little bit?
I feel like I can catch my breath in the way that I just described, where this constant worry, like, are we going to make it? Which many go, you're still feeling that way 17 years in. And I'm like, yeah, the pandemic like was really hard for us as a company, mm-hmm. and rebuilding from that. So I can catch my breath, but I also can't sit idle. I'm not someone that can just do nothing, even as much as I'm trying to slow down because I have 10 more weeks left to this baby. I feel unproductive and like, what do I do with myself if I'm just slowing down? Like, I can't slow down. Mm-hmm. So I think that I'm planning for my future, and that includes being at my company and seeing where we can take it.
Absolutely. So as one of my last questions, ultimately, as we embark on a new year, we're in 2023. What do you want to leave our audience with today?
I think that what I'd like to leave the audience with is, you know, everyone starts the new year with some sort of resolution that gets broken within the first couple weeks, and then they just go, well, oh well. And I think, you know, it's not about just saying something and hoping you can keep it. I think if you really have a true goal, it's sitting down. I actually teach this masterclass on Skillshare where I break down how to take a goal and actually achieve it in all the tiny parts. And I think if you truly want something, whether it's a career change or body or lifestyle, whatever it is, you have to be willing to commit to it. And that as much as we want the Ozempic for everything, like, we're not going to lose the weight right away. Like, we're not going to achieve the goal overnight.
I love that. I feel like it's like realistic and something that people can walk away with and like kind of just kind of take that pressure off of ourselves a little bit.
Yeah. I think we're in this instant gratification society where you can have your groceries tomorrow, your car pulls up at your door. So why isn't my career happening? Or why am I not blah right away? And it's like, I wish there was a shortcut for this, but I haven't figured it out yet.
Absolutely. So I lied. I have another question, and this is for our second and third trimester listeners and mama-to-bes out there. Like, how are you feeling, and how is it with your fourth baby coming? Like, how are you feeling? What are you going through emotionally?
All right. Long-winded answer. Okay. Well, let me just say my age. I'm going to be 42 in a month. So there's a reason why people should have babies earlier, because your body can bounce back. So I'll say that mentally I'm fine. Physically, the aches and pains and the discomfort are a lot. They're nothing compared to my third, where I had like complete collapse of my pelvic floor, which I didn't know at the time, but that was like, I had trouble walking. And so this time I saw a physical therapist in advance and was like, this cannot happen to me again. So those exercises have helped. So I'm definitely able to walk. But I think I'm just, you know, I don't know. I had a 3-year spread between all my kids, and now this is a 5-year spread. So part of me is like, yay, I won't have like a needy toddler. But at the same time, I'm like, I can't believe I'm about to go through this again. Like, what was I thinking? So I'm all over the place, if it's my honest answer.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And do you feel like every pregnancy has been really different, or were some of them kind of like similar for you in terms of like how you felt?
I think my first two, I felt strong. I remember with my second, I was like, I feel like an ox, like I could do anything. And then my third broke me, and I swore I would never get pregnant again. And then I don't know what happens. You maybe pre-menopause, your body's like, make one more baby just because it's going to go away. And here we are.
Here we are. Well, we can't wait to see it. We can't wait to see baby number 4. Rebecca, what's next for you? What's next for the brand? Anything exciting coming up that you want to share with listeners before you go?
Well, my fashion show is around the corner. I'm going to be like 10 days out from having had a child when I also do a fashion show, which is really stupid. and then we have a really fun activation we're planning for Aspen over President's Day weekend, like an influencer trip. So those two things are going to be great and terrible at the same time, because I will be carting this little baby with me selfishly because I want to have fun and go and be a part of all these things.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And he or she will be attached at your hip, but you know what? We make it work, right?
Yes. Yes. For sure.
Rebecca, thank you so much for being with us today and providing so much value for us. We really appreciate it. But where can everybody follow you and find you and keep up with you?
You can follow me at Rebecca Minkoff. You can read my book, Fearless. It's wherever books are sold. You can listen to my podcast, Super Women with Rebecca Minkoff. And if you're a female founder, check out Female Founder Collective, where we give much, much valuable insight and information education to female founders.
Amazing. I loved your book. And actually, now I really lied. I have it right here. I'm obsessed with it. It's so, so good. This was like my little summer, like motivating read. Before you go, last and final question. What is your favorite rule that you put in Fearless?
Oh, man. Favorite rule. I think the idea, and it ties into what I said about our instant gratification society, the idea of persistence. Sometimes being the last man standing is the only reason you got to have success. And it's the fact that you just get back up and you get slapped in the face, fall down, you get back up and you stay there. And you know, I remember when I launched my company, there was five or six other contemporary handbag brands that anyone listening will have never heard of, but they were the biggest, hottest things that existed. And with the recession, they refused to lower their prices. We lowered ours. We were nimble with our customer. They weren't. We embraced technology. They didn't. They're all gone today. They don't exist. Everyone's forgotten them. And their mark has been erased. And so I think that sometimes it's just you saying, I'm here and I'm not going away.
Yeah. Absolutely. Persevere. I love that advice. It's the perfect place to end. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for being with us again.
Thank you. Yeah. And hit me up when you're in New York.
I will. Hope to see you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. If you found value from this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and tag us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast and at mroberts.m. We always love connecting with you, and we'll catch you next time.